Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slavko Bekovic, now joined by Lugnuts reliever and I guess the closer, Chuck Geisels. Chuck, first of all, tell us about Springboro, Ohio, your hometown.
Springboro's just a little bit south of Dayton, a little bit north of Cincinnati, in a good suburban area.
You have family, though, that's from other parts, not outside of Ohio, right?
Yeah, I've got my grandma lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and a lot of family that still lives back in Flint.
So this Lugnuts team, describe the chemistry right now. What's it like? You know, the team's off to a little bit of a slow start, but it seems like the guys really do get along.
Yeah, we get along really well. There's a lot of guys that we like to rag on each other a little bit, but it's all in good fun, and we like to have fun when we play, and we're really starting to mix well, and the results will come.
Now this road trip here to Iowa, a tough road trip coming from Lansing, a bit of a long bus ride, and then coming out here to Cedar Rapids. What are your thoughts so far on the bus trips and in the Midwest League, the travel in general?
It's not too bad. You know, we've got a couple long bus trips, but you know, that's all a part of the minor leagues. You kind of get used to it, and you deal with it as best you can.
Do you have any issues with it as a reliever? I mean, obviously you get a little bit more time to kind of recuperate and get yourself in the game.
No, I don't have any problems with it. Like you said, I don't usually throw until the ninth inning, maybe late in the eighth. So I've got plenty of time to recuperate and get my thoughts together.
Your Twitter name is Closer Mentality. In baseball, what does it take to be a closer? What is the closer's mentality?
Dominate. There's only one inning that you come in for. You can come in, blow it out. You don't have to hold anything back. Starters kind of moderate themselves. But closers, you just come in with a bulldog mentality of, you know, I'm going to come in and you got to get three hits to beat me in my inning. And I got three outs, so we're going to get it done.
Now, a lot of times in baseball, you get that closer mentality. You kind of get in that mindset that I'm only going to come in with the lead. I'm going to try to shut down the game. Does it bother you at all when you come in trailing in a game or tied even?
No, it really doesn't, because it's all the same. You know, I still have to get my three outs, still have to, throw up a zero on the board, and it's all the same.
Do you have any goals or expectations for yourself this year?
Help my team as best as I can. You know, right now they're counting on me to take care of the ninth inning, and that's what I plan on doing, take care of that ninth inning and give my chance to put a W up on the board.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, do you know any of their players? Have you played with these guys before? How much do you know about their roster?
To be honest, I haven't even looked at the roster yet. I don't, off the top of my head, know any of the guys that play here, but I'm sure they're going to be very good talent, and it should be a fun series.
You were signed as an undrafted free agent by the Blue Jays. How did that process come about for you?
It was a very long, long day. I was actually at work and back at Metal Factory, Millennium Metals, back home, and we had it playing on the loudspeakers, and you know, my name didn't get called, and I was actually kind of really upset about it. So, you know, I left with my brother. I left my phone at work. So I ended up having to drive back to work from my brother's house, and I picked up, and I had a few calls from a different couple of teams, and, you know, the Blue Jays offered me a roster spot, and I jumped on the opportunity.
Who did you speak to out in the Blue Jays organization, and how did you end up, kind of officially signing and getting the actual deal done?
I talked to Eric McQueen. He was my scout out of Georgia, and he called me and basically said, "Hey, we've got a roster spot." I told him I have to call him right back. I had a couple of other teams I called real quick, called him back and was like, "Let's sign it, let's do it." He goes, "All right, we'll send you information in a couple of days." Got it done. I'm a Blue Jay.
How exciting was that moment? What did it mean to you to finally be part of a major league organization?
It was incredible. There's nothing like it. I had been drafted by Cincinnati as a sophomore, and knew I wasn't ready as a ball player maturity-wise. So I had to turn them down, even though it was a hometown club. Had to turn them down, and was really starting to get nervous after the draft went by, and didn't have anybody call my name. So it was really exciting.
Talking to Lugnuts relief pitcher Chuck Geisels. Chuck, you have the distinction of playing for four different schools in college. Take us through your college career and how that transpired.
I went to the University of Dayton my freshman year. I had worked with Todd Linklider, the pitching coach at Dayton, who he had helped me a lot through high school when I was working in a couple of camps of his, and guys like Jerry Blevins, who pitches for Oakland, and Craig Stamen, a Nationals pitcher, were alumni of Dayton, and I knew them on a personal level because of the camps and stuff. And so that was the main reason I went there, and a great academic school and everything. Things didn't happen to work out for me there, so I transferred out to Lincoln Trail College, where I really enjoyed myself out in Illinois. It was a great experience. Great experience. I ended up playing with a lot of my friends from Cincinnati, that was just a blast. You know, I was lucky enough to have great success there. And then, like I said, get drafted by the Reds. And, after we decided to turn down the Reds, it was on to Maryland. Maryland was incredible. The ACC was, kind of opened my eyes to the bigger picture of big game baseball. There was a lot of, I started against Danny Holdson, who was obviously the number 2 overall pick by Seattle. And, a lot of guys like that where you can learn from watching more so than maybe at some of the other schools. And, really worked on my strength and conditioning there. Scott Swope was the strength and conditioning coach, and that man's just brilliant, with his workouts. He really put some better body weight on me. I'm a thicker kid, and so he gave me better weight instead of just, fatty weight that was, it was still important to have the weight, but it was better muscle weight. So I really learned a lot from him. After that, things in the draft didn't work out, which is okay. It's all in God's plan. And, I really felt that, the Lord was leading me to go to Trip McConnell and get my relationship right with him. And so, my parents and I prayed a lot about it. Went to Trip McConnell, had a great time there, loved my experience. And, afterwards, got picked up by the Blue Jays, and now I'm here. So I'm just trying to ride the wave.
What are you trying to work on this year? What are you kind of trying to get yourself better at? What is the focus for you right now?
Focus my command. My stuff will get people out, I feel like. But, my command, hitting that outside corner, working in a little bit, and, really trying to hone in my craft, tighten it up a little bit and cut down the walks and just keep pounding the zone and attacking people.
Now, you mentioned to me that in college you were throwing maybe low 90s, and then someone came along and just gave you one little tip and really turned your kind of career around and got you to where you are now. What was that tip?
It was at Lincoln Trail. I was always, high school even, I was low 90s. And once I went to Lincoln Trail, Mitch Hannis, who's now the president of the school at Lincoln Trail, Mitch Hannis and Kevin Bowers came up and were like, we want you to speed up your delivery a little bit, because I was real, real slow with my movements to the plate. So we want to speed up the movements a little bit to the plate, and then my front side would tend to fly open a little bit. Boom, they twisted that a little bit, got me more vertical with my arm movements, and that helped my velocity, helped my control a lot. I bumped up a little bit from there, and I'm still sitting right about there.
Talking to Lugnuts relief pitcher Chuck Geisels. Chuck, what's your most memorable moment in baseball?
Most memorable moment in baseball. Oh man, there's a lot of them. Probably one of my favorite games I pitched was start against Clemson, and that was it's the day that they honored Jack Leggett and retired his jersey. And on a Saturday afternoon, we went out there. The team was struggling a little bit, and I was lucky enough to give him a little bit of a boost, and we ended up pulling away with victory that day. That's pretty awesome.
How did you spend your off season?
Working. I worked a lot. 40, 50 hours a week working a metal factory back home at Millennium Metals. And was really good. It was really good. We worked out a lot and, trying to get ready for spring training.
Off the baseball field, what does Chuck Geisels do?
Chuck Geisels does a lot of time in books and on the computer. I read my Bible quite often, which is usually on my computer, but, keep it kind of easy. Not a whole lot of baseball off the field. We play, 140, 150 games a year. It's a long season. So try to keep, you know, your life separate a little bit, you know, baseball on the field, personal off the field. And so off the field, it's more, you know, play a little video games, maybe a little, you know, hang out, go to the movies.
That's Lugnuts relief pitcher Chuck Gassels. Chuck, thanks so much for the time and best luck the rest of the year.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame show right here on 92.1 Big Country.